it's certainly looking better, or ended up better than it looked the last time we spoke a couple of weeks ago, when I must point out you raised the issue of a Santa Claus rally.
Uh-huh.
I said I don't think that's going to happen, and you proved me wrong again.
Wow.
So at that point, we were down in the C fund, and things were looking like it was going to continue to go down, but it did come back towards the end of December. And lo and behold, when you put in the reinvested dividends into the mix for the C fund, we came up with a positive 2.1% return for the year.
Every once in a while, I shine up the crystal ball and hit one right, Tom.
Well, there are sayings about that, but we'll leave them aside. At any rate, like I said, it's a mixed bag, and maybe I'll just run through the numbers here.
Yes, please.
For the listeners. First of all, the G fund, never has a bad day, up 2.45% for the year. The F fund, our bond fund, up 7.89% for the year, our stellar performer, and a consistent performer, I must say, if you look back over the last 5 or 6 years. The aforementioned C fund up 2.11, the S fund down 3.38, and the I fund down 11.81. And the answer, or the reason that the I fund was down, I think, is pretty easy. As you know, we track the EAFE, and the first letter of that acronym, EAFE, the E stands for Europe.
Ooh.
And anybody who's been following what the concerns over there about sovereign debt and all that,
mm-hmm,
understands why that is a big parenthetical this year.
There are a lot of folks that are speculating that by this time next year, we won't even have a euro currency anymore. I don't know about all that stuff, but it's certainly understandable based on what's going on there,
right,
that we see that performance in the I fund. Now, this is a time of year when a lot of folks do some rebalancing and look at what they've got and where it is. Short of the L funds, which rebalance on a continuous basis, are you starting to see any of that coming in as folks maybe over the holiday break were looking where they stood and changing things up a little bit?
Yeah, I looked at the numbers of interfund transfers, and they seem pretty consistent, numbers and dollars. So I'm not seeing a whole lot of it yet, but we'll know more as time goes on. As you said, people are getting back to work now. They're thinking about their New Year's resolutions. Some of us will actually keep some of them, and and maybe they will
good luck with that,
make some more adjustments. But through the holidays, it was pretty stable on the interfund transfer front. And actually, that's not bad, because, as I said, the G fund, the F fund, and the C fund all had positive returns, and between the three of them, that's about 80% of the funds that are invested in the TSP. The G fund currently has 45% of the fund balances, the C about 23%, and the F about 7%. Seventy-five percent. So folks who were invested in those funds have all done well and come out ahead for the year 2011.
You mentioned that the F fund is up close to 8% for this year. We talked about the F fund. You did a terrific deconstruction of the F fund a couple of weeks ago that's linked up now at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. For somebody that's going, oh, well, that was up almost 8% in 2011, so I'll move some money there, maybe not be a good idea because of what you and I talked about interest rates and the impact that that has on the bonds that are included in the F fund.
Yeah, maybe you may be right, but I'll tell you, after Santa Claus, I'm not saying anything anymore. Because I look back over the F fund, and, you know, investment advisors have always recommended that you not overlook bonds, including John Bogle. And if I look back since 2006, the F fund return has been positive in every year, 4.4, 7.09, 5.4, 5.99, 6.71, and 7.89 this year. So, you know, you look at it and you say, gosh, I know it does react to interest rates going lower. That's when you get the good performance out of the bond fund, and interest rates are roughly low, but they've been low for a couple of years now.
Well, my fear, I was looking over the break at refinancing our house and saw what the interest rates are that are available. You can get 30-year mortgages now for under 4%, and I just wonder, as I looked at those numbers, I thought, well, they can't really get much cheaper than that, and that's what makes me think, if you're looking at the F fund, well, I'd hesitate a little bit, but as I mentioned before we went on the air, you know, you could put me in front of 100 typewriters for 100 years, and eventually I'd type Shakespeare. I get one right every once in a while.
That's right. Behold, Anyway, perhaps we should behold the L funds. Maybe I should run through those numbers.
Please.
Since these have performed as expected and as advertised, the L income fund, this is the one for people generally who are at or very near the time when they'll be drawing down their funds, positive return 2.23. The L 2020 fund, that's the fund that matures, if you will, for those who will be drawing it down in 2020, up 0.41. Then the news turns bad. L 2030 down 0.31, L 2040 down 0.96, and we do not have a 2011 number for 2050 because we didn't start that fund up until the month of February, so we don't have a 12-month return.
The good news is that those are funds that are targeted for people, you know, 2030 claiming your money in 20 years or more.
That's
so
right.
The rate of return not nearly as important there as the fact that you have the ability to do the recalculation or readjustment on an ongoing basis.
That's right. And you've hit exactly the point that because they have time to recover, it's fine to be holding on to a fair amount of risky investments. But those folks who are close to retirement or close to withdrawal, either the 2020 fund or the L income fund, they're in positive territory. And those are the ones who don't want to have any surprises as you get ready to draw on those funds.
All right. You mentioned New Year's resolutions. Which one did you make that you're most likely to keep this year, Tom?
That I will not make any New Year's resolutions this year.